We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Yud Beis, the end of the third chapter. The Chafetz Chaim had been explaining that there are all kinds of spiritual ramifications to thievery, to dishonesty. A person who's dishonest, his prayers aren't accepted before Hashem either. So long as he has a stolen item in his hand, so then his prayers aren't accepted. His prayer is called a dirty prayer. As our sages said over the verse, Utfilati zakah, my prayer is pure. The Talmud asks, the Medrash asks, V'chiyesh tfilah achura, is there a prayer that's murky? What does that mean, my prayer is pure? Is there a prayer that's muddy, that's murky, that's dirty? Ela kol tfilah shein bagezel zoi tfilah zakah. But the idea is that any prayer that has no thievery in it, that's called a pure prayer. The sheyesh bagezel, and a prayer that involves thievery, where a person has some theft in his possession, zoi tfila achura. That is a prayer that's called murky, that's dirty. Vakavana kmo chavit achura im shmarah. The idea is, imagine you have a barrel where you stirred the barrel and all the sediment mixed into the wine. So now that's murky wine. The wine is filthy. Until the sediment settles again, even the lowest person, the simplest, poorest person, wouldn't drink that wine. It doesn't taste good. The sediment tastes terrible. Certainly you wouldn't offer it as a gift before a king. Because if you've ever seen wine where the sediment mixes in, so then you can't get a drop of drink without sediment in it. That's why Chazal compared thievery to murky water, to sediment that's been mixed in. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it mixes into every word of prayer he's going to say. And the thievery does not allow his words of prayer to go up and be accepted before Hashem. Ad sheyefrish hagezel meito, till he separates that which is stolen property from himself. וכבר ספרים התעוררו נפלאה שממנה יכול האדם להתבונן את אבון העושק והגזל. And the holy works already stress what an insight we're taught here about how weighty this sin of thievery, of withholding someone else's money, can be. שלא ידוע שיום כיפורים הוא היום האחרון ששייך לשנה. We know that Yom Kippur in many ways is the last day of the year. והיום הטוב שבכל השנה, it's the best day of the year. שבו נמחנים עוונותינו. On Yom Kippur all our sins can be forgiven. וגמר חתימת תפילותיו הנוראות היא תפילת נעילה. And the final prayer of Yom Kippur is called Ne'ila, right? ומה אמור בה? And what do we say in Ne'ila? למען נחדל מעושק ידינו. We say about Ne'ilah so that we will be able to cease to sever from ourselves that which we are holding improperly. The focus of Ne'ilah is we should be able to withhold ourselves from taking that which we do not have any right to take. To ensure that what we have is rightfully ours and that we don't take something that's not rightfully ours. When a person cares, he should take note of everything we discussed. And a person should watch himself from thievery with all his might throughout the days of his life.